This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The Election Commission has directed Chief Secretaries and Director General of Police of all states and union territories to keep a strict vigil along the interstate and international borders to plug the inflow of illicit liquor, cash, drugs, arms and freebies. The Election Commission held a meeting with all states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday to review and assess the law and order situation. In a statement, the Commission said the purpose of the combined review meeting was to bring all concerned stakeholders together for seamless coordination and cooperation amongst officials along with central agencies guarding the borders. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar underscored the Commission's commitment to ensuring free, fair and peaceful and inducement-free elections. He called upon all stakeholders to work together seamlessly to uphold the integrity of the electoral process and ensure a level playing field. Every voter should exercise their right to vote without fear or intimidation. Filing of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. The election will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the Outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the Outer Manipuri constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 5 seats in Assam and 1 seat each in Manipur and Tripura from the northeastern states will go to polls in the second phase of voting to be held on the 26th of this month. Scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, except in Jammu and Kashmir, which will be held on Saturday. In Tripura, with less than a fortnight for the first phase of polling to be held on the 19th of this month, electioneering has gained momentum in Tripura West parliamentary constituency. There are 9 candidates in the fray, including former Chief Minister Biplo Kumar Deb and Congress Ashish Kumar Saha. All preparations have been made to conduct the polls in the Tripura West parliamentary seat in a free, fair, transparent and peaceful manner. The constituency has a total of over 14,61,000 voters, with more than 7,33,000 male voters and 7,28,000 female voters. The Tripura West constituency is an unreserved seat, but over 25% of the voters are tribals. The constituency is witnessing a bipolar fight between the ruling BJP-led NDA alliance and the Congress-led India alliance. The sitting MP from Tripura West seat is Union Minister Pratibha Bhaumik, but the BJP has given the ticket to Biplo Kumar Deb. Meanwhile, home voting will also begin for eligible Divyang voters and 85-year-old and above. The Meghalaya Farmers Empowerment Commission has informed that the Lakadong Turmeric Cooperation Union Limited, JUAI, supported by the Directorate of Horticulture, Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of Meghalaya, has been awarded the prestigious geographical indication tag for Lakadong Turmeric on 30th of March. Overall, the GI status serves as a valuable tool for protecting and promoting Lakadong Turmeric, ensuring its continued significance in both local and global markets while supporting the livelihoods of the communities involved in its production. With the award of the GI tag, a new chapter unfolds for Meghalaya's Lakadong, marking a significant milestone in its journey. In Meghalaya, IIM Shillong held its 15th annual convocation at its Umsoli campus in New Shillong Township yesterday. The event was graced as the chief guest by Narayanan Kumar, who is the Chairman Group Corporate Board, the Samar Group, Chennai, and Honorary Consul General of Greece in Chennai. Delivering the convocation address, Kumar highlighted that India has been fortunate to have been globally growing with initiatives such as Digital India contributing to the country's growth. He urged the students of IIM Shillong to leverage their education to contribute towards the country's progress and make a positive impact on the society. The director of IIM Shillong said that IIM Shillong has taken various initiatives this year, from bridging the global perspective to local impact, and 22 MOUs have been signed with the Global Management Institution and B Schools. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.